Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. House Speaker Paul Ryan has informed homeowners near the proposed Foxconn factory that he can't help them in their fight against eminent domain forcing them to sell their homes, although he has called it an abuse of power in the past and has even co-sponsored legislation to curb the practice. The two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court will face off in three debates this week, including one on Friday at 7 p.m. that will be broadcast live on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio. And the Bucks beat the Spurs yesterday 106-103, ending San Antonio's six-game winning streak. The Bucks are off tonight, then go out west to play the Clippers tomorrow night. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A group of about 40 high school students from across Wisconsin are marching 50 miles over 4 days from the state capitol to Speaker Paul Ryan's hometown of Janesville to try to persuade the speaker to support gun control legislation. The students began marching on Saturday. They conclude their march on Wednesday with a rally at Traxler Park in Janesville that begins at 12 noon. All supporters are invited to welcome the students to Janesville. For more information, go to 50milesmore.org. That's 50milesmore.org. Okay, here is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court will face off in three debates this week, including one on Friday at 7 p.m. that will be broadcast live on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio. And Election Day is 2 weeks, I should say 1 week from tomorrow. On the ballot is a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a referendum question that would eliminate the state treasurer. Make sure you are registered to vote and make sure you know where your polling place is. To find out if you're registered and where your polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov. Okay, here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. House Speaker Paul Ryan has informed homeowners near the proposed Foxconn factory that he can't help them in their fight against eminent domain forcing them to sell their homes, although he has called it an abuse of power in the past and has even co-sponsored legislation to curb the practice. And a group of about 40 high school students from across Wisconsin are marching 50 miles over 4 days from the state capitol to Speaker Paul Ryan's hometown of Janesville to try to persuade the speaker to support gun control legislation. The students began marching on Saturday. They conclude their march on Wednesday with a rally at Traxler Park in Janesville that begins at 12 noon. Okay, and here's the weather forecast. Outside today, increasing clouds. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely with lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer, highs in the mid-50s. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 50s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.